that seems to be going to be the sign of the times if they keep continuing to close the local stations. Every Monday we'll be on saying the same things in relation to robberies. Yet last week you had two robberies within the council yard, one in Newton Cunningham and one in Skeg and Bridgend. And now this weekend you have one in St Johnstone and one in Muff. It's just ridiculous that this is allowed to happen.
With the best will in the world, given our proximity and the business's proximity to the border, it seems all too easy for those to carry out these robberies and get across the border in a way.
It seems very easy, Greg. The other situation is the Garda forces is going to be in use now to investigate these robberies. So you're better with spending the money on the prevention rather than on the prosecution. I think it's ridiculous. It's not a cost-saving measure closing these stations, because you are going to have an uptake in robberies and stuff like that, and the guards are going to have to take these guys to court and stuff like that, and they're going to be wasting time, whereas for if they were at the local area, they would be there as a method of prevention rather than prosecution.
And that is exactly the point that's going to be made when the GRA meets for its conference today. It would appear, though, that the government, and indeed the head of the Gardaí, doesn't agree.
Yeah, we're spending the money all in the wrong places. So we are, you know, when you even see that ombudsman spending, the commission spending $45 million on 21 convictions, like, it's ridiculous where the money's going.